We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Ruto. This is episode number 40 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled Generating Gratitude for Brain Gains. I'm going to try and keep this one mostly motivational and not too scientific, but the data is in and it clearly reports that gratitude can improve general well-being, strengthen social relations, increase resilience, and reduce stress. As crazy as it sounds, there is also a direct positive relationship between how grateful people are and both their immune system and blood pressure levels. Expressing gratitude is something we are all capable of. When is the last time you felt grateful? Do you practice gratitude often enough? Do you even know what gratitude is? When I asked myself this last question, I was struggling to substantially explain what exactly gratitude is. To me, gratitude is just being appreciative of the non-monetary related aspects of life. You can be gratitude about your health, your family, your friends, your pets, the celebrations in life, etc. So today's quote is from Albert Schweitzer, who was a philosopher and physician, worked closely with Einstein. He actually won a Nobel Peace Prize for his work on nuclear proliferation. The quote goes like this: "To educate yourself for the feeling of gratitude means to take nothing for granted, but to always seek out and value the kind that will stand behind the action. Nothing that is done for you is a matter of course. Everything originates in a will for the good, which is directed at you. Train yourself to never put off the word or action for the expression of gratitude." So, people who live in gratitude seem to have lives full of grace, full of abundance. It's usually because they seek out the good, the positive energy, behind the words and actions directed at them in life. If you take nothing for granted, if you seek the good in the unlikeliest of places, if you are actively expressing your gratitude, you will find or achieve happiness and peace much faster. Gratitude as a practice has psychological, physical, and social benefits, as I've previously alluded to. In terms of the psychological benefits, gratitude encourages positive thoughts and emotions, creates more awareness and alertness, and increases self-satisfaction. For physical benefits, studies suggest you develop a stronger immune system, less body pains and aches, and optimal blood pressure and cardiac functioning. Finally, the social benefits include better communication abilities, more likability among your peers, more interest and involvement as a team member, and many more. Emily Fletcher, the founder of Ziva, which is a well-known meditation training site, mentioned in one of her publications that gratitude is a natural antidepressant. When the brain experiences feelings of gratitude, the ventral and dorsal medial prefrontal cortexes are activated. That's a mouthful. These parts of your brain are involved with the feelings of reward, bonding, and morality. When practicing gratefulness, there is a burst of the quote-unquote feel-good chemicals, dopamine, oxytocin, and serotonin. Like most of the topics we discuss in the motivation movement, habitual persistence is absolutely imperative in reaping the benefits of these various ideas. Practicing gratitude in this instance. Our brains love consistency. They thrive on consistency. They easily adapt to and become used to patterns. But your brain also loves shiny objects. Your brain loves the novelty of new stimuli. If you consistently practice at the core gratitude, but find new things to be grateful for each day, you'll be set straight on a long-term path of happiness and health. In conclusion, my final thought for the day is that you need to actively cultivate and foster gratitude. How can you do that though? Journal the big and small joys of daily life. Think of people or ideas or both that inspire you and write about their significance. Write, not email or text, thank you letters to friends, family members, colleagues, customers, etc. It may sound counterintuitive, but remember the bad as well. Remember the troubling times where you were struggling. It's easier to be grateful for what you have now when maybe you've come so far to dig yourself out of a bad place. Google gratitude meditations also. Share your gratitude with others. Let folks know when you appreciate an action they took to help you and make you feel better. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the motivation movement on social media. Tag Adam Ruto and do not forget to visit my new website, mruto.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take the pressure. I appreciate all the constructive criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, please share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Do not forget to subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for listening in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.